بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا وإمامنا وحبيبنا أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي I praise Allah Almighty and I send prayers and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم His noble family, righteous companions and all those that follow them with right guidance until the day of judgment. Ameen. Glory be to you, O Allah. No knowledge have we except that which you have taught us. Indeed, you are the all-knowing, the all-wise. My dear brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everybody is doing well. We continue with the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. And this whole section is about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And who better to speak about than someone like Ibrahim alayhi salam? We said someone who is second only to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two best human beings to walk on this earth. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned part of the story of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam and what they were saying and what they were doing, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us certain things. Jazakallahu khayran. In this ayah, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ So, in the midst of the story, and then you start, he starts telling us more about the story as well, but there's this very important statement that is telling us these are not just stories. These are not just tales that we tell our children as a good night story. There's a very important lesson to be learned. There's something very important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to mention. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ The whole point of telling you all of this is because you need to follow Ibrahim alayhi salam and not your own desires and not your scholars or learned ones, if that means going against the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ And who turns away, يَرْغَبْ عَنْ Of course, Arabic speakers will say, يَرْغَبْ, يَرْغَبْ, يَرْغَبْ فِي Yes, that's with فِي When you say يَرْغَبْ, to want something, to go after something, to desire something. But when you say يَرْغَبْ عَنْ, we change the particle now. يَرْغَبْ عَنْ means the opposite. You don't want it, you reject it, you refuse it, you turn away from it. So he says, who turns away? Who is averse to? Who rejects, who refuses, who forsakes? وَمَنْ يَرْغَبْ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ Who turns away from the millah of Ibrahim, and we'll get to millah, the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Except the one, إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهَ We'll see what that means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, is characterizing the one who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim and characterizing it in the most negative light. No one would turn away and reject the religion of Ibrahim except مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ This is now the result. You heard all of this about Ibrahim alayhi salam. This should be the conclusion now. Therefore follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. Same with the whole Quran. We read ayah after ayah about things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in nature, things He created. Is it just to tell us to look and admire the beauty of what He created, or is it therefore to connect it all back to Him? Same thing here. What is the goal of all of this? Follow the way and religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, my dear brothers and sisters. مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, we saw the word millah before, and the word millah means religion. مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and it is used even in some of the languages today as well. I'm not sure if it's used in Urdu. Is it used in Urdu? Millah? Millat? Any Urdu speakers here? Sure there are. I believe it is in Turkish. They use the word millat. Millah. It's the same word. Millati Ibrahim. The way, the religion of Ibrahim. Who will turn away from that? The millah of Ibrahim is mentioned over and over in the Quran. Subhanak ya Rabb. But I thought we were part of the millah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it different? Is it the same? Are they in the same direction? Millat Ibrahim is mentioned time and time again. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. سبحان الله. He tells Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, then we revealed to you that you should follow the millah of Ibrahim. سبحان الله. So does that mean that the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Sharia of Islam, had not abrogated that which came before it? This is actually an issue about which some scholars differed. The issue of shara' man qablana, the shara' or sharia of those before us, the sharia of Isa or Musa or any of the rusul that came with a new sharia. Okay? What do we do with that? Is their shara', are their laws applicable to us or not? Especially if they do not contradict. Obviously, if they contradict, everyone is in agreement that that is not binding upon us. But if it is not, is it binding upon us or not? Some scholars differ with different opinions. One of the opinions, interestingly, said, as long as it wasn't abrogated and it doesn't contradict, the rest of the shara'i' are not binding upon us, but the sharia of Ibrahim is. Because of this, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Because of constantly mentioning in the Quran the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they said it is binding upon us, but the others are not. Other scholars said otherwise, and the goal is not to get into that issue because it can get quite complicated. But it just shows you the importance of Millat Ibrahim. The Prophet ﷺ was told to say, إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. سبحان الله. So even the Prophet ﷺ is being told to follow the millah of Ibrahim. And he is upon the millah of Ibrahim. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهِ. The only one who turns away from that is the one who سَفِهَ نَفْسَهِ. What is سَفِهَ نَفْسَهِ? Safiha, safih, my dear brothers and sisters, means, it can mean several things, but all of it is pretty similar, which is lack of intellect and reason, folly and foolishness. Because safiha, safa, is usually an indication of something becoming light. And if you apply that to the brain, it means they have little brains. little brains to think with, to deliberate with, to act with. You say somebody is foolish. The way they act is foolish. They have no wisdom about them and the way they act and the way they behave. This person is safih. So he says, إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Only those who are foolish, fooled themselves, made themselves fools. You tell him you made a fool of yourself. Only those people are the ones who would turn away and reject the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Illa man safiha nafsa. Safa is usually mentioned in the Quran in different contexts, okay? But in this context, it is the worst type of safa. The worst type of folly is not to know your Lord and to reject the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Illa man safiha nafsa. You might say, this is, these are strong words. Of course, they are strong words. The Quran does not pull any punches when it comes to truth and falsehood. Other things, okay, we can find common ground. But when it comes to haqq and batil, when it comes to Allah, belief in Allah, there's no compromise there. إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ. Everyone who does not follow the millah of Ibrahim is characterized as سَفِيه, a fool. That's another way to think about it. They are foolish. They do not have brains. They do not have intellect. When you reject something so obvious from all that Allah told us before about Ibrahim alayhi salam, everything that he's telling, he's building up to this. Everything that you heard about Ibrahim alayhi salam, therefore follow him. If you do not, you're a fool. Illa man safiha nafsa. This is obviously in reference to everyone who rejects the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam in general, and to the Jews and the Christians in particular. Why? Because they keep attributing themselves to Ibrahim. They keep connecting themselves with Ibrahim alayhi salam, but then they rejected and they didn't follow his way, his millah. So, illa man safiha nafsa. He could be speaking and you think to yourself, this is the smartest man alive. I've never heard anyone so intellectual. Such an intellect. MashaAllah. Wow. Amazing stuff. But then you find out he's not on the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah calls him a fool. SubhanAllah. The Quran does not pull punches on these issues. Says it like it is, because here there's no compromise. Other things we can possibly compromise, possibly find common ground, but not when it comes to aqidah, not when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Especially the Jews that he has been castigating in one verse after another, page after page that we were studying. You follow Ibrahim, you claim to follow Ibrahim, here you go. Then you follow his way. You follow his millah. إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Another reason to follow the millah of Ibrahim. وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We have chosen him in this dunya. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he is of the righteous in the akhirah. Therefore, for that reason as well, follow the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We read how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an imam. And he wanted
his descendants to be imams. Allah made him the imam. He is called the imam of the hunafa, of the hanifs, the ones who are on the straight path and inclining towards truth. He is their imam, the imam of the hunafa. He is an imam that is mentioned until now, even with the last sharia, which has abrogated everything else. He's still mentioned. We still mention him every single day, many times in the salah. Prophet Ibrahim, when we wake up in the morning, we say that the famous dhikr. What is the dhikr that mentions Millat Ibrahim? Ala fitrat al-Islam, barakallah fiqh. Wa? The rest? Wa kalimat al-ikhlas, wa dini nabina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa millati abina Ibrahim, hanifan muslima wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Wa laqad istafaynahu fi al-dunya. Allah chose him in the dunya. He is Khalilur Rahman. And the best of humanity after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So follow him. You forgot everything Allah mentioned before? Okay. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So that's why you should follow him. So he said, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Wake up. This is why. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he's of the righteous, amongst the righteous on the day of judgment. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, follow the one who is successful in the dunya, but also in al-akhirah. You need both. And this man has achieved both. Follow his way, follow his millah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When Allah, or when his Lord, said to him, Aslim, submit. He said, I submit to the Lord of the worlds. So, when Allah said, what is that connected to? What is that related to? It's related to, وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We have chosen him in this dunya. Why? Because Allah said to him, submit. And his reply was, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. In this ayah, Allah is telling us, Allah commanded him to submit, and he submitted. And in the verses we read before, he said, he and Ismail alayhim as-salam, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَ. Allah, make us Muslims. In other words, make us firm on this Islam. So they submitted, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them firm upon this submission. And they wanted to die upon this submission, this Islam. So when you ask, Millati Ibrahim, okay, what is Millati Ibrahim? Here it is. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Muslim. He's a submitter. Allah told him, Aslim, submit. He said, I submitted. Aslamtu. Sometimes, if someone wants to say, I have become Muslim, they will say, Aslamtu. Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen, because that's what Islam is, submission. This is the way of Ibrahim. This is his millah, if you want to follow it. Islam. And if you do not follow that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that there is something wrong with you. What is wrong with you? إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. You have consigned yourself to ignorance and relegated yourself to folly. سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. If you don't follow this millah, which is Islam. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The ayah seems to indicate that there was no hesitation in his response. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Straight. He said, I have submitted to to the Lord of the world, Ya Allah, it's not easy. How he submitted immediately without any hesitation. This is not easy. This takes this Imam, this great Imam, this Khalil al-Rahman, to be able to submit in such a fashion, without questions. It kind of reminds us of the second best, or the first best of the Sahaba, after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Because there are many narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam told us that, or where he said that everyone that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam called to Islam hesitated in one way or another, except Abu Bakr. Didn't hesitate. And even though some of those narrations may be weak, but the meaning is correct, and we see it as a reality. Because we remember the time of Al-Isra, when the Prophet ﷺ came back and he said, and the pagans came to Abu Bakr and thought, finally, now Abu Bakr will leave Muhammad. When we tell him this crazy thing Muhammad is saying, which is that he went all the way to Jerusalem in one night. So Abu Bakr cogently replied, if he indeed said it, he is truthful, I believe him. So we see this from the behavior and disposition of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He doesn't hesitate. So these narrations may very well be correct. The Prophet ﷺ is saying everyone hesitated except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Straight. That's why he is Khalilur Rahman. That's why he achieved the khulla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be a fraction of those, much less be of those who submit completely in that way. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. So not only did Ibrahim live Islam, it was so important to him that he made it as part of what he advised, possibly on his deathbed. He advised them throughout their life and possibly on his deathbed as well. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam did this wasiyya. With what? With his children, he exhorted them to Islam. وَوَصَّى بِهَا. وَوَصَّى بِهَا. Brothers and sisters. وَوَصَّى بِهَا. بِهَا. Arabic speakers. What is that a reference to? بِهَا. The ha, the pronoun in biha. Wawassa biha. What is it a reference to?
Submission.
The this word, aslamtu li rabbil alameen, possibly. That word, that kalima, aslamtu li rabbil alameen, submission. Possibly that. Because it's feminine, right? Wawassa biha, not bihi. So it'd be a reference to the kalima. Some of you know the kalima. Or it could be a reference to the millah, also feminine, millah. And from the very beginning, the talk is about the millah. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. Stay upon this millah, stay upon submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. His sons, he advised them, his sons who are prophets. Peace be upon them all. Ishaq and Ismail and other sons as well. He exhorted them to Islam. My brothers and sisters, when you're on your deathbed, you only mention that which is important. Did Ibrahim do wasiya about things that have to do with the dunya? Or was it about Islam? وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. They only advised concerning the millah, stay upon the straight path. But not only Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub as well. What's Yaqub's relation alayhi salam to Ibrahim?
Grandson.
Does that mean Ishaq didn't say it alayhi salam? Or Ismail? It seems, wallahu a'lam, this is something that they learned from their father Ibrahim, and one generation after another, they would do this wasiyah. They would advise them about Islam throughout their life, and especially on their deathbed. Stay upon the millah, stay upon the path. Islam. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. If the others also said it, then why is he singling out Ya'qub alayhi salam? وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. It may be, wallahu a'lam, the reason Ya'qub is being singled out is because he's the father of the Israelites. Ya'qub, Jacob, from whom the Israelites came, who keep mentioning the covenant of Abraham. They gave us a headache with the covenant of Abraham, which they broke. And they did not respect. And they did not hold on to. Your father, Ya'qub, the father of the Israelites, what did you do with his wasiyah? What did you do with his advice? You completely ignored the advice of Israel. You threw the advice of Israel behind your backs. You forgot about the wasiyah of Israel. Ya'qub alayhi salam is Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the whole story, related all of your history, and he's telling you now about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Again, another reason, right? We said before, لا ينال عهد الظالمين. One of the reasons Ibrahim is being mentioned. Now also, Ya'qub told them, told the 12 tribes of Israel. He exhorted them to Islam on his deathbed. That one is clear, as we will see in the next ayah next time, inshaAllah. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. On his deathbed, he told them, stay on the millah of your grandfather, great-grandfather, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Stay upon Islam. Live Islam. Did they follow? Subhanaka Rabb. Some of them did. And many of them reneged. Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. My sons, Allah has chosen the religion for you. Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. Allah chose this religion for you. In other words, He gave this religion to you. Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. Also reminds us of the other ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Muslims of His greatest blessings upon them. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah is pleased with the religion of Islam as a religion for us. A statement the Jews would have loved to have. As Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was told, when a Jew came to him and said, wallahi, if we had such a declaration, we would have considered that day a Eid, right? In the famous story. So, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. Allah has chosen this religion for you and has chosen you from amongst the nations for His religion, Islam. His religion is Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So do not die except as Muslims, except in a state of Islam. One might say, how can I guarantee that? I don't know when I'm going to die. Yes, you're right. Nobody knows. Therefore, it means live Islam every day of your life. Submit to Allah every single day and every single minute. And then you will guarantee that you will not die except in a state of Islam. So this statement, do not die except in a state of Islam, essentially means live Islam. Live Islam all the time. What did Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi as-salam say? رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ. Make us Muslims to you. Submit us to you. It is a dua to live Islam. As important as it is to die upon Islam, as Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam said, he said, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Let me die upon the state of Islam. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا. But it's also critically important to live Islam. Live upon Islam. Live it. Submit to him all the time. لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So when we talk about the Millah of Ibrahim, it's not something abstract. It's all Islam, Islam, Islam. From the time he says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And then he says, at the end, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die except in a state of Islam, except while being Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.